Hello, this is Matthew Tombers, and you're listening to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I'm your host today, DJ Cola, and we'll be right back after a little bit of music.
Trust everyone we meet. Two bodies riddled with scars from our preteen, intertwined in a car's dirty backseat. Stare at a driving screen. We didn't know that the sun was collapsing. Till the seas rose and the buildings came crashing, we cried, oh. Keep my hand in yours.
tell you where not to speed. It's been a long year, and all of our book's pages dog-eared. We write out the ends on our palms, dear, then forget to read. We didn't know that the sun was collapsing till the seas rose and the buildings came crashing. We cried, oh. Everywhere, everything. Wanna love you to perfume for the words to eat till our fingers decompose.
Dignified. 20s are for regretting. 30s are for being dignified. And 40s are older than I ever want to be. You think I could stretch out of everything? You're so naive. To live life, you need problems.
That's so stupid.
If you get everything you want the minute you want it, what's the point of living?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and your sound engineer, DJ Cola, still the same person. And today, we have a nice, inspiring show today, because you can really do anything that you set your mind to. And I know that may be a little bit corny, you maybe hear it a lot, but it's a really true statement, and I think a lot of people take it at face value because they hear it so much and don't really realize how powerful they really are deep down. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, because that's an important part of the equation, you know, Clubhouse Radio, the Youth Clubhouses are an organization of clubhouses in upstate New York. I'm in the Catskill Clubhouse, and what we do is provide a place for the youth to just drop in. We're technically a drop-in center, and if you don't know what a drop-in center is, it's pretty much like a community center, but even better because we have trained mental health professionals that you can talk to if you're having a bad day or going through something rough. Or even if you're having a good day and just want to share the victories, we're here for you because that's what we're all about. We want to see the best
every
in everybody, including you, because you're a valuable person and you should be on this earth. You feel me? Everybody has their own weaknesses and strengths, and I think that we overlook that a lot. You know, sometimes somebody's like, how are you bad at that? That's so easy. And then they don't realize, oh, that person that is bad at that thing is like so good at this thing that you might think is impossible. So I'm rambling a bit today because I've had a little bit of a long day, but not a bad one at all. You always got to look at the positives. And you know who is amazing at looking at the positives? Jake the dog. That's right. We're going to play some Adventure Time. This is a clubhouse, you know. We're a little bit goofy. And if you want to come visit us, we're located 455 Main Street in Catskill, New York. You can drop on by anytime you want, as long as we're open, from 2 to 8 p.m. Sometimes we close a little bit earlier, from 2 to 7 p.m. on all the weekdays. But as I was saying, Jake the dog has some really inspiring words for a cartoon.
You can wait through this line.
So we're going to go into that a little bit.
I know, your heart may be small, but it's strong as a bulldog.
I know. You can wait through this line so we can meet Hunts and Abadir and find out why we're here and why we're in a pile of bananas. Because you're a champ, okay?
Okay.
Josu de, gamate ne.
Yeah. Don't you always call sweatpants give up on life pants, Jake?
I do, because peeps need to respect themselves when they leave the house. Even if it's just for ice cream or TP or whatever.
No, being crazy is hard. You're getting all hung up on imaginary problems. You gotta focus on what's real, man. You see this cup? This is literally my favorite cup.
Boom, broke.
Now
broken.
It's gone forever, so it's not real, and I don't care about it anymore.
Oh no, my favorite window!
That's a real good one, because there's this Buddhist quote that I really like that has the same energy, and it's, let go or be dragged. And I really like that because it just shows that a lot of the things that we hold on to with such intensity in life that can bring us down and drag us are unnecessary. It's like you care, or you just got done crossing a river on this raft, and now you're exploring this huge plot of land with a bunch of villages, right? Are you gonna carry the raft on your back the whole time? No, because you needed it and it was important, but the time for it is gone.
Oh.
I shouldn't say. It's his business.
Well, come on, you can tell me.
That's his personal biz. You gotta respect the man's P-biz.
Okay, you're right. I'll respect it.
Flame Princess! Yeah, well, sounds like you're sad. Listen, Finn, girls is like horses. When you fall down, it's important that you get right back on again. On a different horse. And there's a lot of fish in the sea. A lot of fish. Penny saved is a penny earned.
Yeah.
Music is powerful, man. It speaks to a primal pit in our brains. It makes anyone want to get up and get their knees going. Gotta get them pumping, pumping, pumping. Boom, ba, boom, ba, boom.
You know, that one's good because it's really important to enjoy the small things in life. Now that we got some inspirational quotes from Jake the dog, the goat even though he's a dog, we're going to switch into something called the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. Now, I like this because it's like a good way to pin down very obscure emotions. Now, I'm going to read an excerpt from this. This is a book written by John Koenig. This is not my work, but I love it, so I want to share it with you guys. Once again, this is The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows by John Koenig. The word sadness originally meant fullness, to be filled to the brim with some intensity of experience. It's not about despair or distraction or controlling how you're supposed to feel. It's about awareness, setting the focus to infinity and taking it in. Joy, grief, all at once. Feeling the world as it is. The world as it could be. The unknown and the knowable. Closeness and distance and trust. And the passage of time. And all the others around you who are each going through the same thing. The Romans called it lacrimae rerum, the tears of things. We call them obscure sorrows. Now, as you could tell from my voice, I'm really getting into this. This is one of my favorite books. It's just like, it calls you out. It really does. You'll read a word that this author made up, and then you're just going to be like, what the heck? There's a word for that? I thought this was some weird emotion that only I felt. It really just brings together the fact that we're all human and we all go through things. So even if you're having a tough time, it's part of life. And other people have been in very, very similar situations. Not to discredit what you're feeling, because it's valid. And that's why there's a word for it. So without further ado, we're going to get into some of my favorite words that I picked out ahead of time. And we'll start with Addleworth. Addleworth, adjective. Unable to settle the question of whether you're doing okay in life. Feeling torn between conflicting value systems and movable goalposts, which makes you long for someone to come along and score your progress in discrete and measurable units. Points, dollars, friends, followers, or a grade point average, which may not clear up where you're going, but would at least reassure you that you're one step closer to getting there. See, I'm doing my best not to freak out because, like, That's perfect. Tell me you haven't felt this way before. If you haven't, that's cool. I may just be an alien on this earth. But I thought somebody listening to this, whether they're in their car, whether they're chilling in their house, microwaving a Hot Pocket because they're hungry, might connect with this. And yeah, Addleworth. And the cool thing about this book, it also gives you the origins of the words as well. So Addle from Addleworth is from addled, muddled, or unclear. Plus, worth. So, that is one of my favorites. I'm going to say that about all of these, so I'm just going to stop saying that. All of these are my favorites. The whole book is amazing. Imorensis. The maddening inability to understand the reasons why someone loves you. Almost as if you're selling them a used car that you know has a ton of problems and requires daily tinkering just to get it to run normally. But no matter how much you try to warn them, they seem all the more eager to hop behind the wheel and see where this puppy can go. Latin, immerens, undeserving. Pronounced immerensis. Amazing. So, we're gonna go into a little bit of a song break while you guys sit on that, because each word is so powerful that I don't want to breeze through them all. You feel me? But I hope you're enjoying this. I hope whether you're in your car, whether you're at home, whether you're on a walk with your headphones in, that you're vibing and you're having a good day, because there's so many valuable things in this world, including you. So thank you for listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I'm your host, DJ Cola, and we are going to be going into Golden Hour by Jake.
If you don't know how to make chords, this is it.
Okay, I lied because I have an ad blocker, but it seems to be fighting me on this. So I did prepare, but the preparations prepared for me as well. The ads prepared for the ad blocker, you feel me? It's a battle going on here. But I won. Haha. We're going into Golden Hour by Jake.
It was just two lovers sitting in the car, listening to Blonde, falling for each other. Pink and orange skies, feeling super childish. No Donald Glover. Missed call from my mother. Like, where you at tonight? Got no alibi. I was all alone with the love of my life. She's got glitter for skin, my radiant beam in the night. I don't need no light to see you shine. Just two lovers, feet up on the dash, driving nowhere fast, burning through the summer. Radio on blast, make the moment last. She got solar power, minutes feel like hours. She knew she was the baddest. Can you even imagine falling like I did for the love?
That song is about you, viewer. Sorry if I startled you there. I know you're probably jamming out, vibing to this song. Only this song's about you, because if you didn't know, this song actually has a sequel that many people don't know about. Everybody's heard this song. Amazing song. I could talk about it for hours. I'm gonna let the music do that for you because it connects to you better than I can, because music's great. But watch as it goes into something else. This is gonna be a pretty cool experience for you guys if you haven't heard this.
There's a great power inside you just waiting to be unlocked. But it's up to you to bring it out. Use it. Believe in your ability. You'll be a stronger fighter, both in body and in mind. Quiet! No more whining. It's time to start acting like a man. Understand? You're at Piccolo's training camp now, and we don't rest until we succeed. And we will
Hello,
succeed.
Everybody.
Understood? Next time you find time to whine.
I don't want to interrupt too much, because this is some more epic words of inspiration from Clubhouse Radio. So I'm gonna let this play out just a little bit.
Think about what you should do instead, and do it. The Saiyans are severe, but as strong as they are, you're going to have to be a lot stronger. There's no room for doubt in this venture. You're getting lazy. You can defend yourself better than that. Now show me what you can do. If you're too desperate to win, if love makes you afraid, you won't be able to assess the fight logically.
Mm.
You'll misjudge your opponent's abilities and lose. It hurts, doesn't it? Facing your fears would have been much less painful. You'll be far more afraid of me if you don't do exactly what I say.
Now, we're gonna dissect this a little bit. Because if you, you know, have some preconceptions about Dragon Ball, as some people I know do, because it's a very popular anime. You got a lot of people talking about it that don't really know the deeper messages. And I know I sound like a complete nerd, like, actually, guys, Dragon Ball has deep messages. But it kind of really do, if you listen to it. It really do.
You'll be far more, doesn't it? Facing your fears with its abilities and lose. It hurts, doesn't it? Facing your fears would have been much less painful.
That is to reference to just avoiding what you're afraid of. Whether it's going to a party because you don't know anybody there. Whether it's applying to the college you really want, but you don't think you're going to get it.
living with that regret and knowing that, oh man, I didn't have the strength to do this, is a lot worse than living with the knowledge that I gave it my all and I just couldn't do it. Because when you give it your all, you don't fail. It's a learning experience. And as long as you learn, it's not a failure, because that's another step towards growth and another step towards success.
You'll be far more afraid of me if you don't do exactly what I say.
Take this a little bit with a grain of salt. Piccolo ain't going to come to your house and beat you up because you got up a little bit late, okay?
No more whining. It's time to train.
You'll laugh at your fears when you find out who you really are.
Telling yourself you have to win isn't training. You're just psyching yourself up. It's pointless. You need to face reality and do the real work. If you can't tap into your true power, all the motivation in the world will be enough to protect Videl and Pan. Sure, having something to defend or fight for can drive you. But when feelings dominate, they can just as quickly drag you down.
Let's say somebody calls you a name or something, and you want to get into a fight. Your brain is telling you that's a good idea. They disrespected me. I'm gonna have to throw hands. But that isn't, because there's repercussions and consequences to those actions. So when you have a strong feeling, it's good to sit with it for a little bit. And it's really important to be able to let yourself control your emotions instead of letting your emotions control you.
You want your emotions to complement your strength, not shackle.
Exactly.
There's no such thing as a fight that can't be lost. You must accept that fact and come to terms with it. Only then can you prevail. Be a warrior. No matter the opponent, you fight with everything you've got.
We pushed through one wall, and now I want to find the next. Aren't you curious? Don't you want to know how strong you truly are? Don't settle for being better when you could be the best. You can win. I believe in you. Now believe in yourself.
And that goes out to anybody at home, you know, or in the car, who's struggling with some experiences right now and may have a little bit of doubt in their life, doubt about themselves, doubt about a situation they're in. No matter the case, just know you are strong and you've gotten through 100% of your problems so far. And look where you're at. You're still alive. You're still breathing. You're still kicking. So, you got this. It may be hard, and that's okay. I'm not telling you your emotions aren't valid, because whatever you're going through is valid, and it may hurt, and it may be hard. But I know that you're stronger than this. And I just want to say huge shout out to everybody listening. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And you know what we're going to do? We're gonna go into a little bit of a weather break. That's right, everybody. Ooh, the weather. The best small topic conversation when you don't want to be awkward. Am I right? Even though it kind of ends up countering itself, and it may be a little awkward, just like I'm being right now, but that's all right. Meta humor is great. I just did it there, and it's all about confidence. If you act confident, people are gonna believe it. Trust me, I know that, because a lot of the time I'm not confident, but I act it, and people are like, whoa, that guy's confident. Boom, you just gotta do it. So now we're gonna go. Oh, wait, I lied. Weather. Oh, my God. So, today, this is weather in Catskill, by the way. The official studio of Wave Farm is in Acre. There's also one in Catskill. And once again, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. But this is weather for Catskill mainly. So, just keep that in mind, everybody. And on Friday, which is today, you know, it's late in the day, it's going on 6:30 right now, and if you've been listening this long, thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. That means a lot. So there's a 35% chance of participation right now. It was snowing a little bit earlier. There's some snow on the ground, so make sure you keep your feet firm when you're walking. You don't want to slip and bust your bottom. The wind is at 7 miles per hour. And it's pretty humid at 64% humidity. See, that's probably why it's raining. It's pretty cold, so the air can't hold that humidity. I'm practically a meteorologist, guys. Disclaimer, I am not a meteorologist. So now we're going into Saturday. Wow, that's exactly the same almost. So it's actually going to be a little bit more rough. It's going to be 39 degrees again with a 35% precipitation chance again. But it's going to be a little bit more humid, which may actually be nice. But the wind is the real kicker. So make sure to wear your coat because it's going to be around 14 miles per hour, which can be a little bit windy, you know. For me, it's not the cold that makes or breaks a day. It's the wind and the sunshine, and it's going to be pretty cloudy too. So make sure to wear a few layers on Sunday and or on Saturday, but also Sunday, because Sunday it's going to snow, or it may snow. It's got a 45% precipitation chance. I'm not a meteorologist, guys. I told you, but that's a-okay. Which means it's definitely going to snow in some areas. Maybe you'll get lucky. Maybe you won't have to put on all those layers. But I would still advise that you put on some, because it's going to be even windier. The wind is just going up and up and up to 15 miles per hour. Now, this is taking a little bit, so we're going to speed through it. It's a lot less cloudy on Monday, with a precipitation of 15 and a wind of 8 miles per hour, 22 degrees. And we'll go to Tuesday. End it off on Tuesday, because who doesn't love a good Taco Tuesday? I could go for a taco right now myself. But it's going to get even colder on 18 degrees. Precipitation has only got a 10% chance. Humidity, 49% chance. But at least the wind is finally rearing down at 8 miles per hour. And then on Wednesday, the wind is going down again. But now that we've gotten that out of the way, we're going to go into a little bit more Obscure Sorrows. Now, this is a book by John Koenig. I really, really like this book, so I'm sharing it with you all. But it's not my work, so just keep that in mind, that this isn't owned by me. There's actually a free website if you guys want to check it out. It's the dictionaryofobscuresorrows.com. So, yeah, support the author. You don't have to spend money, though. I'm not telling you to go buy anything from him. You can just check out his website, you feel me? If you want to, you don't have to. It's all up to you, because you're a chill listener. You're a chill guy or girl, and that's awesome, and thank you for listening. We're going to go into Maledro. See, this one is about John Koenig himself. He snuck in his own little OG character. Now I'm playing, but Maledro. The feeling of a resonant connection with an author or artist you'll never meet, who may have lived centuries ago and thousand miles away, but can still get inside your head and leave behind morsels of their experience, like little piles of stones left by hikers that mark a hidden path through unfamiliar territory. Portuguese, Maledro, Cairn. According to Portuguese legend, if you take a stone from a cairn and put it under a pillow, in the morning, an enchanted soldier will appear for a moment, before transforming back into the stone and returning to the pile. Pronounced Maledro. Beautiful. Like I said earlier, that's one of my favorites, but all of these are my favorites, so you know how it be. Midding, noun. The tranquil pleasure of being near a gathering, but not quite in it. Hovering on the perimeter of a campfire, talking quietly outside a party, resting your eyes in the backseat of a car, listening to friends chatting up front, feeling blissfully invisible, yet still fully included. Safe in the knowledge that everyone is together, and everyone is okay with all the thrill of being there without the burden of having to be. Middle English, midding. Alternate spelling of midden, a refusing heap that sits near a dwelling. Pronounced midding. Beautiful. Absolutely amazing. Amidding. Amazing, if you will. That was terrible. All right. Clockwise. Adjective. Aware that you'll only be a certain age relative to your loved ones, only seeing them from one arbitrary angle across the decades. Never knowing your mother in her rebellious youth, never seeing your grandkid as anything other than a kid, because even though your lifespans do happen to overlap, they'll never quite line up. From Clockwise. pointedly aware of. We're going to do two more, and then we're going to go into some music, because who doesn't love music? I got some really good song transitions today, so get ready for that. Oh my god, I'm not going to say this word. I'm going to get Google Translate to say this for me. You know what? Should I try to say it just so, like, you guys hear my terrible pronunciation? I'll try to say it. Let's do this. Let's get this out. Fun ken svang sra strelung. Okay, yeah, no, that's
Funken Zwangsvorstellung.
What?
Funkenzwangsvorstellung.
That word. So, if you don't know what
Funkenzwangsvorstellung
is,
Funkenzwangsvorstellung
is the primal trance of watching a campfire in the dark. I played that one smart, because I'm not saying that word every time. I'm going to refer to it. Beautiful word, beautiful obscure sorrow, but very hard to pronounce. And I'm just a guy sitting in front of a computer. A computer that's broadcasting live to 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined by me, your sound engineer, DJ Cola. There's a little bit of a solo show because none of the kids want to participate, but that's okay. We don't make them do anything. You know, we're just a chill spot to come and vibe and listen to music, play on the TV, on the games. We got a PS5 and a few computers. We got everything for you because we're Clubhouse. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, it's a youth drop-in center run by MHACG. And if you don't know what a drop-in center is, that's confusing. What's a drop-in center? I've never heard of that. It's pretty much like a community center, but a little bit different. The exact definition of a drop-in center is a place where people can visit for help and support without an appointment. We got shelter, food, hygiene, clothing, all of that good stuff. We're open from the ages to 12 to 17. If you're a little bit older or a little bit younger, that's cool. Younger, we're going to have to talk to your parents as long as they're cool with it. Just because we're going to share the space with a little bit of older people. And by older, I mean like 17, 16. We just don't want little 5-year-old Jimmy listening to a conversation between Nick and John about, you know, their girlfriends, because that could be inappropriate for a 5-year-old Jimmy. But that's okay. As long as, you know, I mean, that's why we have that little cutoff. But as I was saying, we're just a cool spot to drop on in. And that's only one half of the equation of Clubhouse Radio, because you got the other half. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking to you right now in Wavefarm. Super cool. You can check them out on their website, wavefarm.org, 90.7 FM. I've been saying that a lot, but I just really want you guys to check them out, because without them, none of this would be possible. You might walk around in your town on Main Street, and you might see these little stickers that either say Wavefarm or WGXE on them. And that's because Wavefarm gives radio shows to people for free, just so they can spread awareness of certain things. I know the Hudson, not the Youth Clubhouse, but one of their programs, actually started their own radio show, The Cool Kids, with a Z. That Z is very important. I spoke to a bunch of youth from the ages of like 5 to 10, I would say, and they run their own show. And that's amazing that Wave Farm does this. They're just awesome people. Really, I can't emphasize that enough. And I don't want to make the whole show about them, because, you know, who wants to listen to a radio show talking about the radio station for a whole hour? But they do deserve their spot in the limelight because they're awesome. Huge shout out to Wavefarm. Now, we're going to go into some music because I've been talking for a long time. And while my voice is nice, I'm sure you're getting tired of it by now. So we're going to go into Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. Not going to lie, absolute banger.
Should stay, I would always So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7. I'm a little bit loud. Let me change it. 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Banger. This is going to be a live reaction to this song, because it's a pretty good song so far, and I'm feeling it. There we go. This is a nice indie band. That's actually in Catskill, so I thought I'd play them. I'm pretty sure Jay, the singer and the lead guitarist of this band, has actually played on Wave Farm before, so that's a fun fact for you. I just think it's cool to play some local bands in the area, because a lot of the times there's a lot of connections you can get with somebody in your hometown, shared experiences, you feel me? Go to the same stores for over 10 years, you're bound to have some shared experiences. I'm a pretty big fan of this band, because it gives that 90s, 2000s rock vibe that I kind of miss. You know, there's not a lot of songs like this anymore. Ooh, the drop's coming. You know, I don't want to talk too much. I'm going to let this play out, because this is heat. This is fire. That was Demons of the Atlas. That's fun saying that like that. You got of twice in a row. But amazing song, not gonna lie. First time listening to it myself. Absolute heat. And now, I mean, if you were listening to Clubhouse Radio, you're still listening to Clubhouse Radio. Hopefully you didn't change the station because some annoying guy just started talking. But we are on 90.7 FM WGXE. Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I haven't been messing around with the sound effects, but I do have to say, they're pretty cool. All right. Now we're going to go back into the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. I'm gonna read it again just because it's a little late in the show. We might have some new listeners, and a lot of people who were listening probably dipped, and that's okay because we love you and we want you to be happy. But this is the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. The word sadness... Wait, hold on. Something doesn't feel right. We need some ambiance. There we go. That's better. The word sadness originally meant fullness. To be filled to the brim with some intensity of experience. It's not about despair or distraction or controlling how you're supposed to feel. It's about awareness, setting the focus to infinity and taking it all in. Joy and grief all at once, feeling the world as it is. The word as it could be, the unknown and the unknowable, closeness and distance and trust, and the passage of time and all the other things around you who are each going through the same thing. Excuse me, I was holding in a cough for that narration, so it may have not been the most articulate, but just a really cool book. I've been reading some of my favorites, and so far they're all my favorites to you. So we're going to go into some words I haven't read yet, so you get a nice another live reaction. Zeno, the smallest measurable unit of human connection, typically exchanged between passing strangers. A warm smile, a sympathetic nod, a shared laugh about some odd coincidence. Moments that are fleeting and random, but still contain powerful emotional nutrients that can alleviate the symptoms of feeling alone. That's the great thing about radio. You get all the takes. You don't get the best take. I mean, you do get the best take, but you get the worst takes too. Because it's an authentic experience. Yeah. I lied. That was actually a word I already read. There's just so many words that I kind of forget which ones I've read and which ones I haven't. But huge shout out just to the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. It's late in the day. It's late in the night. My stutter's starting to come out. So thank you for bearing with me, everybody. So if you want to check this out, you can go to the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows.com. Austus. A wistful omen of the first sign of autumn. A subtle coolness in the shadows, a rustling of dead leaves abandoned on the sidewalk, or a long skein of geese sweeping over your head like the second hand of a clock. From autumn plus auspice. An omen or divination derived from the observing the actions of the birds. Pronounce austus. Zizia. Zaha, actually. Noun. The sense that you were born too early in history, all too aware of how crude and backward the present can be. Feeling tired of having to sit through so much clunky exposition and slow-burning suspense, when all you want to do is skip ahead to find out what happens next. A word tantalizingly close to being the last word of the dictionary, but not quite there. I really like that one. I say that about all of them, but that's okay. Covalent bond. I've read this, or we're going to change it out. Hemjawed. Adjective. The feeling trapped inside your own language. Struggling to shake away the baggage weighing down certain words. Unable to break out of its age-old structures and melodies. Frustrated that the scattering of verbal pigments on its palette could never quite capture the colors in your head. And I think hemjawed, from hem, an attempt to clear the throat, plus jaw, coarser babble, is going to be the last word. So thank you all for listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC. Today, I'm your host, and I just want to say check out Clubhouse, check out Wave Farm, two amazing things. Yeah, that's pretty much it. We love you. Thank you for listening this far. Or if you're just tuning in, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you stay for the next show. But I've had a great day talking to you guys today. I was the only one doing radio today, and I think it's nice to have some alone time, just me and you, just talking about some weird but really, really cool words. And now we're going to play out to some wise words from Shake the Dog, because he, despite being a dog, is also the goat.
Sun nibbles on the clouds and gumdrop tears rain down. I don't get it.
It means that we have to cross that swamp.
How'd you understand that?
You don't just read the poetry to understand it.